Happy llama, sad llama, mentally disturbed llama, super llama, drama llama, big fat mama llama, 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 llama. Who is this big llama starting all this drama? It's me, bitch.
Alright, here we go, starting off with myself.
Just need to honestly figure my shit out. I get bored and I just want action, so I send a couple trades to everyone. And I just need to call my shit. Trust that my superstars will carry me most weeks. Honestly, my team is one of the better teams, and I just need to believe that and stop thinking of stupid shit to do. I wonder if I'll ever turn on my outsider partner. 2-2, still one of the luckiest sons of bitches in this league. I question, does he really know anything about fantasy football or football in general? He literally texted me about every decision he wanted to make or any trades that people sent him. Now that he's no longer our Xbox, we'll see the real true Ben in fantasy football. It starts this week against yours truly, me. He needs to understand that if he wants to be someone in this league, he needs help. I doubt he puts as much effort in as some of us. We're going to move right through this. We're going to Nick next. So, speaking of lucky, here we go with Nick. Some will say he wins by pure luck only, but he has a solid-ass team that he built through the draft and trades.
With the least amount of points scored against him.
He's 4-0 with two dominating performances. Is it really luck, or does he actually know what he's doing?
Nah.
I think he has a good shot this year, and let's be honest, to win fantasy football, you need a little bit of luck and a good team. I see both of those when I see Nick's team. But I'll be really honest, he has been average in this league until he joined forces with me. Billy next. All right, so we talked about one 4-0 team, so let's get to the other. Billy dominated week one, then had two kind of average weeks, then blew up again week four. Doing his group chat name justice, Bill's really boom or bust, but the only bitch is the manager himself. We have seen him make mistakes like not playing Drew Brees, and eventually a bitch move like that will catch up to Billy. You know what they say about winning, it hides the bad. I really think the bad will start to show here soon. Alright, we're going to Vince next.
Go.
30 seconds on the clock from 4-0 to 0-4. This motherfucker right here is just a complete mess, a disaster, a suck fest. And really at this point, he should just call it. Take his Sacco trophy for pretty much the third year in a row. Use the TP on the trophy to wipe his tears. We had a 13-0 team last year during the regular season. Do we see the opposite this year? I wonder if he cries after each loss and the tears that pour out of his face are L's too. Eddie, you want to know someone who I believe won't be winning Sacco? This motherfucker,
Jesus
Eddie.
Christ. Lower your voice, man.
I'm sorry. He's 1-3, but could easily be 3-1. Two of his losses were against Brett and Ben by 8 points and 2 points respectively. I'm proud of Eddie. I really think he is putting on the type of effort he hasn't given in the past. I think maybe having him sit out a year, maybe had him gain an appreciation of this league. Just wish he'd join the group chat again. No one is cheering for you, Eddie, except for me. Actually, wait. Fuck off, no one is cheering for you.
You went over by 2 seconds.
Ah, damn it. That was the long one, so. Yeah fuck Eddie, in all honesty, so.
Yeah.
Alright, we're getting to the good ones, because we got some heavy hitters coming up, so we're going to move right on to Mike. So, alright, you want to know someone that people are really not cheering for? Mike.
Dickhead.
Starting the season as the champ puts a target on your back, and I think everyone wants to shoot your ass down. I'm glad Nick took it upon himself to start that rivalry, and then follow that up by dominating your dump cave with his joystick.
Ooh, dump cave.
Honestly, I'm disappointed in your team this year. I thought you were better than this. 2-2? Some champ you are. I can see your team going south really fast. Gurley won't save your ass this year.
Yeah, I like that one. I like your little
They get better and better.
Suck my fart.
Chris is next. All right.
Fucking go. All
right. How are you even? 2-2, Christopher. Brett pushed your shit down in week one.
Brush.
You damn near lost to Ben week two. Calvin Ridley bailed your ass out week three. Billy wrecked you in week four. I honestly believe you are one of the best managers in this league. But here's a shout out for your Shit's Weird Bro podcast.
Hey, fuck you.
Maybe your next episode should be about the conspiracy theory that is you being our commissioner.
Ooh.
I wonder if this league was set up by someone else. Maybe you and Vince would be battling for the Sacco every year. Or the Sucko, you can call it whatever you want. Follow Shit's Weird Bro on Twitter at Shit's Weird Bro 1.
Hey, why thank you.
Probably Nazis or aliens.
You went over by... Hey, you listen. Thank you.
I do listen. All right, let's go to Brett. All right, Brett is one of those guys who I despise. I hate that he is never in the group chat, but he still does fairly well for himself. He has three dominating wideouts in Thielen, Thomas, and D-Hop. They'll carry him most weeks, but I feel like his running backs are about as trash as Vince's team. I think he has the tools to make a move and put himself in a prime position to do some damage in this league. Sitting at 2-2, I think he's on the up and up, but who cares? He'll lose when it's an important matchup. Just can't get the job done.
You fucking just gonna demolish me? Yeah?
Honestly, you're the last one, Kyle.
Yeah, you're just gonna demolish me.
Yeah, so we don't even need to put 30 seconds on the clock. I'm gonna just go for it. Does anybody smell that?
Go for your.
Everyone, take a deep breath and smell the steamy toilet bowl full of diarrhea that is Kyle's team. 1-3 I think he has been the disappointment of this league so far. Only because he puts in. Only because he puts more effort in than most people. Oh, yeah, he's also not in the group chat anymore, which is probably for the best. Because of the shitstorm of a team he has, if he opened his handicapped mouth in the group chat, he knows he'd just get bodied by the rest of us. Vince vs. Kyle, Sacco 2018. I haven't named this segment yet, and I think
horrible.
I think next time I'm just gonna burn through everybody. I'm gonna just give myself like a 2-minute time segment and just go through.
10 seconds. Your team sucks. Fuck off. Looking like a diamond, diamond, llama, llama, shining, shining. Looking like a diamond, diamond, llama, llama, shining, shining. Looking like a diamond, diamond, llama, llama, shining, shining. Looking like a diamond.